Well, welcome everybody. Another fantastic episode of Playing with Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Episode 41 here today, and I have a very, very special guest. His name is Tsuri Avila. Is that how I pronounce your name, Tsuri?
Yeah, you got it spot on, so you must be an expert.
Well done. And Tsuri's here to talk about home loans, and in particular, we're going to be simplifying the confusion when it comes to loans. I should say loans, not home loans, any loans. And I know that when I do anything when it comes to loans, I start having anxiety attacks when I start looking at all the different products out there and all the different offerings. So I'm very, very happy that Tsuri is here to help simplify and clear up the confusion when it comes to doing all these things. So for everybody who doesn't know Tsuri, Tsuri originally joined Mortgage Choice in 2015. He has held various roles within Mortgage Choice and is now the owner of his own home loan and finance business, covering Randwick, Maroubra, Coogee, Kingsford, Kensington, and Matraville. Tsuri was also the area lending manager of Suncorp Bank in Bondi that led the way in customer satisfaction. He loves helping people and giving them guidance to help in their home and business loan decisions. So welcome, Tsuri.
Oh, thank you so much, Darren. It's really an honor to be on your show here today. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being here. And as I mentioned, I'm really looking forward to getting into all this content and really talking about home loans, business loans, how mortgage brokers fit in, and how we can make the process simple for people out there that are looking to, you know, research and acquire different loans. But before we get into that, maybe tell us a bit about you.
Yeah, well, I've got a really almost interesting story.
Right.
I'm originally, as you can hear, I'm not from Sydney.
Yes.
I actually moved here from Los Angeles several years ago. And like many of us, Sydney-siders or Australians, we come out here on a holiday, meet an extremely beautiful girl, fall in love deeply with my wife, Fiona.
Yeah.
And we got married, and then we decided, well, why don't we go try to live in the US for about 10 years? And we did. We had two amazing, beautiful kids there. So they're clearly stamped and made in America.
I love it.
And, and then we said, you know what? Why don't we just hit the reset button a little bit? You know, we've been married for a little over 10 years. We've got two kids. We've done the jobs thing. Why don't we just try coming to Sydney for a little bit and living with my in-laws, because unfortunately my mother-in-law wasn't very well at that point of time. And we said, let's just give it a break. And it's better to move now while the kids are little. Right. They still haven't really built friends in life, and we haven't built into that whole community of schools and parents. And we said, let's just give it a go.
Awesome.
So we moved here, and we just absolutely loved it. We just really loved Sydney, and we said, well, I'm going to go back into my profession, which has always been finance and real estate, or real estate and finance. And I ended up within the mortgage broking side, and then went into banking, and then worked for, you know, Mortgage Choice, a publicly traded company on the ASX 200, doing something very unique, really bringing on new franchise owners to the network, which is, it's really cool because you're able to take someone who's been working for the man for a long time and helping them cross over to that side, which is really about investing in themselves. And that process is priceless. It's extremely daunting, very hard, because you're going to a huge space of unknown.
Yeah.
And helping them get started and help them become successful is really unique. And then after giving that advice for so long, I said, why don't I just do it myself? The biggest component about this, about the position that I'm in, is that I get to deal with people like you and me, Saul, face to face, building relationships, and that's really what it's all about. And the business top on is the business activities on top lead to that, and that's what's so beautiful about this business, that it's about really meeting people, getting to know them, helping them out to achieve something that they might have been thinking for doing for a long time, that they just haven't had the right opportunity to get that information to apply to themselves, because that's the hardest part, I think.
Definitely, 100%. And it must be so rewarding when you actually secure them with a home loan or a business loan. They buy their home or their business, and you know, it might be a dream come true for them. And it must be incredibly emotional and rewarding for you to be to have been a part of that process.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you hear about the Australian dream, and the Australian dream really is, there's two dreams included in that. One is home ownership, and the second one is owning a business. And there's so much data around that, and Mortgage Choice has so much data about, you know, the first dream, which is owning a home, and then the second dream of owning a business. And to be a part to in that process, to see that person grow into that, and not just that person, that family usually, because there's usually a mom or a dad on the other side, or some kids with some grandparents.
Yep.
That's just beautiful. And for me, just to be a God and help in that, I'm more than thankful with that.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, I love it. You know, it's nice to see someone that is so passionate about what they do. You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, when it comes to loans, it's always been an area of contention for me, because I'm not a hugely a numbers person. And every time I start researching anything like that, there are so many different moving parts, so many options, so many solutions. I get so confused. Why is it so complicated these days? Why do they have so many different products? Why can't they just have three or four?
Well, you know, you're 100% right. It's really confusing. And because there's so much confusion, what confusion causes is fear.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're confused. You have so many options. It's almost like you walk into Kohl's or Woolies,
yeah,
and you just want some ice cream, and then you've got all this ice cream. You're like, man, all I wanted was some ice cream. Yeah. I didn't want to have the vanilla with the strawberry, yeah, with the caramel. Which one do I take?
I just want a chocolate chip. That was it.
Yeah. Hey, you got the non-fat, and then you got the non-dairy and the gluten-free. You're like,
you got a half-fat, half-not-fat.
So I mean,
you got vegan, you got whatever. Like, oh my God.
That's right. And then, and you find that in every space in life, you know, yeah. Home loans is a small part of that. And to give you some, maybe to give our listeners some context is this.
Sure.
Put yourself in a position where you've got, call it $30 billion.
Yep. Wow.
Obviously, you and I would still be doing this podcast because we love that, right?
Absolutely. Now, I'll be doing five a day.
Yeah. So you've got these $30 billion and you got these $30 billion because you put it together from friends and family and from business ventures that you put together because you're so successful.
Yep.
And now you want to go ahead and lend this money to someone.
Yep.
And this person is going to be, let's say, me.
Yep.
And really, on average, and this is, you know, based on ABS data, on average in Australia, average income is a little bit over 85,000.
Right.
And the average price of a property, I know it's hard to believe, in New South Wales is about 880,000.
Wow.
And I know you've got, you know, your $2, $3, $4, $5 million homes, but then you've got certain areas in New South Wales is about, you know, 600, 700, maybe even lower, about your 500,000.
Yeah.
But going back to what I was saying, you've got average income about for an individual about 85,000, and you're looking to borrow 880,000. That's effectively 10 times your annual income.
Yeah.
Right? That you gotta pull forward. Because when you're taking a loan, what the bank is saying is, let me take those 10 years or really 20 years or 30 years of your income of that 80,000.
Yep.
And let's bring it forward. And we're going to give you a loan to help you buy a home. So the bank is just looking to make sure that you have the right structure in place.
Gotcha.
So that structure begins from actually your income itself. And looking at your income, looking at your bank, looking at your statements, it's like digging up skeletons in a closet.
Oh, yeah.
And that's hard. That's hard for me. That's hard for you. That's hard, yeah, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And because sometimes you have to have a true, real conversation with yourself. Do I really need all that extra Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Do I really need those extra? And these are questions that I, as a mortgage broker, will have to come across and say, hey, you know, I have to be able to understand what's happening here, because my job is an artist. I have to take you, your family, your expenses, your credit profile and put it into a nice, beautiful box, explaining to someone who has never met you about who you are.
I love that. That's cool.
So it's hard because it just touches on things that you don't look at so often that are hard to look at. And then finding out, you know, what's my risk appetite? Do I like having a surprise of, let's say, my payment going up?
Yeah.
Just randomly because the cash rate went up and the banks pick up the interest rate. Is that okay with me? Am I comfortable with that? Or am I more of a person who's going to say, I like things to be steady and stable, and I like to have a set payment, whether it's now or in 3 years' time, just to give me peace of mind, because that other stuff stresses the hell out of me and I can't sleep.
Yeah. And here's a question for you. I mean, as you mentioned before, you know, you're like an artist. You have to work and coach your customers in a way. Do you ever look at their figures and say, look, have you guys ever thought about maybe slightly, you know, buying a property that's slightly smaller than the one that you think now, or do you really need 5 rooms? What about 4 rooms, etc.? Do you ever consult them in that way, or you kind of just let them, you know, work with them and what they want?
Yeah. So look, that's a very good question. And there is a fine line that crosses over between me helping a customer as a mortgage broker and then giving them financial advice, and then giving them marital advice, or then giving them, you know, advice as a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I will often tell them, say, hey, guys, this is what your budget kind of looks like. This is what you're looking to buy. If you buy this property and anything happens, you could be in a little bit of a trouble.
Yeah.
Is this really how far you want to extend yourself? And if you do extend yourself and you do come across these troubles, like what sort of troubles? Well, God forbid someone loses a job, gets sick, coronavirus.
Perfect period for that right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Like how do you plan on looking at that? Because, you know, it's like that old saying, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. So if you don't think about these things while you're going through these scenarios, when they get there, you're like, man, what's going on? And I'm usually going to be a person who gets a call in the process. So I really want to give them as much, ask them enough questions to trigger these questions in by themselves to have a conversation. And it should never be a rushed process.
Gotcha.
You know, it's there are people who want to do things now, and they have everything ready and they've had these conversations, and great, that makes it good. But a lot of time I want to give that person that time to think, to do the right thing. And if yes, it's the right thing to do, to go over something a bit smaller, then it gives them a little bit more money to keep at home for emergencies, for pandemics, or for holidays, then I leave that completely up to them. But I'm going to help them out and do what's right for them, what's right for the banks, because they're my partners. My job really is to present the candidate the best way to the right lender.
Awesome. And do you tend to specialize more in business or home loans, or a bit of both?
Yeah, well, for me, it's a little bit of everything.
Yep.
You know, it usually starts with a home.
Yep.
And then a person will say, well, let me think about a business.
Okay.
And then I go that way. Or sometimes I meet someone who's already in a business and says, look, I'm kind of looking to restructure my finances. What do I do? And those people will usually have a home.
Right.
So you come back and to help them out in that way.
Perfect.
And you know, business loans and home loans are effectively, there's one common denominator. What all banks want is to understand your character. Like, who are you? Like, how do you act? What do you do? Have you been doing this for a long time? Mm-hmm. It's almost like an interview.
Yeah.
Right. And, because once again, going back to that example, you've got these $30 billion that you've put together really hard. And some of them, you got to take care of it because you want to go back to your mom and dad, call these mom and dads your investors and say, hey, this is the right thing. They want to know your character. And my job as a finance expert is to understand your character and present you to that bank who's looking to meet people like you. It's like a dating job. I'm like a dating coach.
I like the way you put that. So you're matching up the characters of the customers with the characters or the personalities of the bank.
And that's right.
And then it's a fit. That's really interesting. I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah. I mean, that's really where credit is. And I'm a matchmaker.
I love it. You're a matchmaker. You're a financial matchmaker. I love it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. It's very interesting. And I'm just glad to be able to help out.
That's awesome. And now when it comes to the actual loan itself, I mean, what should people think about? What should they consider when looking at a loan? Should they look at, you know, because there's obviously loans with, you know, lines of credit, loans with, you know, drawback facilities. There's so many different types of loans. And obviously it's depending on the situation of the person. I suppose that's what you're trying to say.
No, well, look, I'm a big believer that you have to start in steps and keep things simple.
Okay.
What I mean by that is you can come to me and you can say, look, I just want a home loan. And then I can say, you know what most successful people do is they get an offset account and then they tie it into a credit card and they pay the credit card to their offset account. And from the offset account, it pays the mortgage and they get points. Then they go on holiday.
Oh, my God.
I lost you at credit card.
You did.
You know? So what happens there is that there's all these beautiful products, but you have to be able to understand what the person really wants. So, and not what they want, what they can understand and what they're going to be able to manage on a daily basis, because, or on a weekly or yearly basis, because what's going to happen, and this is something that just recently came out from the government.
Yeah.
There's this thing called the back book. So like any business, right? You do whatever you can to bring the customer in and you take care of them. Right. What happens, the banks then do is they bring you in, they put you on this honeymoon special where you get your special rate. But after a certain amount of time, your special rate is no longer special to you. Uh-huh. It's special to the banks.
Right.
So you have to go ahead, and that's when refinance comes in.
Gotcha.
So when you start thinking about, you're asking me, your question was like, what should people think about?
Yeah.
Is think about things that are simple, because you're going to have to refinance at a certain point, whether it is to get a better rate, whether it's to consolidate some debt, whether it's to buy another property, put in that beautiful extension that your wife is asking you about or that you've been asking yourself for. But if things are too complicated that you can't understand and you can't explain to your wife or you can't explain to me in 2, 3, 4 years, then that's definitely the wrong scenario for you.
Wrong scenario.
So, that's sort of how I kind of look at it and start from there. And if you're already experienced, you've got these things, then we can do the exact same thing. We'll look at other scenarios. So that's kind of give you an idea of kind of
That's great. I mean, like for me, I love things that are simple. I love simplistic. Oh. I love simplifying everything. If I had to start using a line of credit and then getting points on this and then putting it on that card and juggling things, you know, 5 or 6 different ways every month or every 2 weeks when I did my finances, I'd have a nervous breakdown. So it depends on the person and how comfortable they are with managing their situation moving forward as well.
That's right. And isn't that the exact same thing in life?
Yeah.
I mean, even with your, because you have a unique, you do a unique training on podcasts, right?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So if you have your someone comes in and says, you know what you got to do? You got to use this program and you got to cut it like this and put that mic on and put in the text and then the little line at the bottom and the heading.
Yeah.
That person day one is like, oh my gosh, that's too much. But you as an expert, it's like, bam, it's done in 15 minutes. True. You've got this down. So it really, it's no different than anything else.
It's subjective. It's very subjective. And I suppose that's a really good point. Yeah. Everybody has to be aware of themselves and their situation and talk to the specialists and come up with a solution that works for them. Don't just use something because your friends have it or your colleagues have it or someone else you admire has it. Do what works for you.
That's right.
You'll be much happier and it'll be sustainable. And that's what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, 100%. And it's simplicity is I love simplicity. Oh, and that's the key.
Me too. Awesome. So Tsuri, how does like mortgage brokers, obviously, you know, people can do it on their own or they can go to a mortgage broker. Where do mortgage brokers fit in? And, you know, there might be some hidden benefits that are not obvious to why you might want to use a mortgage broker. Any light on that?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting topic. So, you know, I'm an educated person. I like looking at my skeletons. I like looking at my finances. I know how much I get paid today and when I get paid and where I can find my pay slip. Yeah. I can do it all on my own. Yeah. I know I can probably walk into a bank and do that all by myself. Why should I use a mortgage broker? That's sort of what you're asking. What benefit is there? Yeah. So let's go back to that analogy of a matchmaker, right? So Let's say you are that keen, that right individual, very smart, on top of your finances, like we all are.
Yep.
And you want to go out there and find really who's ready to take you, who's ready to take your character. So realistically, there are over 60, if not more, banks out there with different products, with different rates, with different features.
Right.
So you and I have all the time in the world, right? We can do a million things.
Right.
Reality is we don't.
Yeah.
We don't. That was a setup question. I got you.
Exactly.
We don't have all the time in the world. You know, we rarely have time to go from one podcast or one interview to the next. And what happens is you just need someone to help you, to give you the right options. Our responsibility as brokers is to give you some options, to present to you, you know, who's that match for you.
Gotcha.
Who's going to give you what you're looking for and do it in a time span of, let's say, half an hour. Nowadays, you can even do it in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know, it used to be you had to go out and meet someone and they have to buy you a coffee and get to know them. And that's cool. And that still happens. But nowadays, you can jump on my website or you can jump on other websites and kind of look what you have. And what's really cool about Mortgage Choice is you can do that all in about 10 minutes. You walk in there, you speak to your broker what you want. He calculates, these are the products. And then you can just move forward from there. And it's quite simple. But going back to your question, it's about really getting as much options that are specific to you, because there's no point in you walking in to a bank that, for example, is not going to be able to give you the loan that you want because you don't know their credit policy. You don't know what they're really after.
Yeah, yeah. And if the personality, in inverted commas, of that bank doesn't match with you, doesn't matter what you do, it's never going to work. So why even bother starting? And you've just wasted all that time. And
yeah.
You know, in this world now, everybody's outsourcing whatever we can to give ourselves more time. So why not outsource that as well? You know, and then come up with those few matches that you can choose from. And it just, you've just saved yourself a hell of a lot of energy and stress.
Yeah. And personality wise.
Yeah. I like that.
You know, even though you have all these online tools and platforms, money is still something that we hold very close to our chest.
Yeah.
And even if we fill out a form online, you're most likely to have a conversation with someone about that loan, because they're still going to want to know your character. Like, what are you spending? What are you not spending? You know, what does this kind of feel about you?
Yeah.
So what better way to do that than with someone in the first place that's still going to give you all the service, all the tools? You know, the IT stuff is there to facilitate the relationship. It's not the relationship itself.
I love that.
You know, you don't fall in love with Tinder. You fall in love with the other side.
That's right.
You know, if you fall in love in Tinder, that's a big problem.
And you become a serial dater. Oh, that's fantastic. I love it, Suri.
Yeah.
Now, do you have an example or two? I'd love to hear an example or two, maybe, of how you've really helped somebody as a broker when they might have come to you and not, they weren't sure that they needed a broker, or they weren't really sure what to do, and you've really made a huge difference in their life.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a quick scenario. This is very, very generic.
Sure.
Because I don't want any of our listeners, to think that I'm speaking about them. So I'm actually going to take a scenario that is put up by Mortgage Choice.
Okay.
Because it has you know, the true numbers in there. So I'm going to just pull up my notes here and kind of give you an idea. So let's say someone has a loan of, let's say, $500,000.
Right,
which is decent size loan.
Yep.
And believe it or not, some people still have loans at a 4.4% interest rate, right. 4.5, which is, it's really high. At the moment, you really can go all the way till about, you know, in the twos. If it starts with the twos, you're really great. But let's say you go out there and you're kind of shopping around and you see that that the best match for you is this bank that has 4%. And you got there because you didn't want to use a broker, or you got there because your broker, you heard that your friend got that through a broker, and that's how you got this 4%.
Yep.
So if you were just to take that from 4 to about 3%, so actually let me go back. Got a loan for 500,000. Mm-hmm. You've got an interest rate around the 4-4.5%. That means that you're paying approximately about $310,000 in interest.
Whoa.
Over the life of the loan.
Wow, that's incredible. Oof.
Yeah, so that's a lot of money. I mean, I wish I was making $310,000 just by hanging around. So $500,000 loan at 4.5, you're going to have about $310,000 interest over the life of the loan. Okay, so let's say you come and see a Mortgage Choice franchise owner or a Mortgage Choice broker. You even come to see me. Yep. You know, I would love to see you.
Fantastic, love it.
And we say, you know what? Actually, looking at your scenario, there is this one unique, beautiful lender that can put you at 3%. Not the twos where we are at the moment, but at 3%, just to keep things realistic. Then you would be saving approximately more, around $100,000, if not more, on the entire interest of the loan.
Wow, which is a lot of money still.
So it's a lot of money. And just to think about it, you don't save the money. It's not like you get $100,000 today. It's all step by step, day by day. Interest accrues every single day. It gets piled up every single day. So this is all accumulative. Yeah. So if you were to say, imagine I put that same amount of money aside a little bit each day. This article says that you can potentially buy 400,000 avocado and toasts throughout. Just to put it, just to make it like relative, you know?
I love it.
Or even foster, I think, like 50 puppies or something like that.
Wow.
Because we all need more puppies. Wow. So that's when buying a new loan, and that's the exact same idea of buying a new home and getting a new home loan. And that applies as well for refinancing. You know, there are some clients out there and some people like you and me that might have gotten stuck a little bit in trouble with our credit.
Yep.
With our credit cards, with our personal loans, with our school fees.
Yeah.
And then we needed to take a product that had a higher interest rate. But now we've kind of, the kids are out of the house, we've cleaned our act up, and now it's time to move over to something a little bit better. You can find those savings.
Gotcha.
And that's sort of a good scenario. And I'll send you a link to this article.
Yeah, so you can share I'll put that in the notes, definitely.
Yeah, and it'll be really good. And you can see that article there, and it's really quite impactful. And in this link here, you'll be able to navigate through so much more articles like these. Around home loans or refinancing, business loans, car loans, everything else.
Fantastic. And it's almost, as you say, it's almost like forced savings that you wouldn't have thought about just by adjusting your home loan ever so slightly can make a huge difference in terms of forced savings over the life of that loan.
Yeah. I mean, the best example, it's like putting on that pair of jeans that you had a $100 note in there.
Yeah. Yes.
Those are the best. Yes. I mean, I'm not lucky to find $100 notes. More like 10 with.
I find a dollar coin. That's all I find.
Yeah, that's right. So that's sort of what it's like.
I love it, Suri. Fantastic. So in other words, really, like going to your broker is can really help. And that actually brings up a good point. There's so many brokers out there. How should people choose the right broker for them?
Yeah. Look, it's first thing you have to look at is start looking at your local community first.
Right.
And then once you find your local community, then you kind of start looking them up on Facebook and Instagram, Google. You have your reviews there.
Yep.
And then give them a call. You know, because 80% of communication, of how you communicate someone, you'll know just by speaking with them.
Definitely.
And you know, you and I know that very, very well. And this has nothing to do with home loans. This has nothing to do with finance. Mm-hmm. This is just has to do with the right person because, you know, there are so many good qualified brokers across the country.
Yeah.
You know, you've got, so many of them. They're so great. These are people like you and me that are small business owners that are investing in their communities, that are there to help other people. Their vision is just to help.
Yeah.
But you still don't know if that person is right for you. So pick up that phone.
Okay.
And once you pick up that phone and you have a conversation with them, then from there you can start going down the pipeline, as they say, and having conversations with them. But that's how you start. obviously, then you've got your big brands like Mortgage Choice that really do a very good job on making sure that their people are qualified, that they do this on a full-time basis, that they are have all the tools in place. And now specifically, I mean, I'm going to diverge a little bit.
Sure.
Because we're still in the middle of coronavirus.
Yeah.
But what COVID-19 and coronavirus has done is something phenomenal. This is a silver lining.
Yeah.
This is, you know, for at least 5 or 10 years, the thought process that you would be able to verify someone using, you know, FaceTime or Zoom or Google Hangout was something that was being pushed down the agenda or kicking the can down the line by banks.
Gotcha.
Because that meant that they would have to really work harder to keep your business or earn your business.
Right.
But with COVID-19 and all this, the banks have really stepped up and said, well, we need to get this going. So nowadays you have all these extra tools that you have already in place. Like you're able to verify customers using specific apps that will confirm that you are you, sign documents online, which was, you know, not very acceptable.
Yeah.
So this really sped up the process. And we see that by the government as well and with everything else. So it really has really sped up the process. So that's a silver lining about it.
That's really interesting. I never realized that, you know, the banks were kind of
delayed
that progress in a way.
Yeah, I mean, they were kind of holding that back. They're a bit antiquated in that. They still wanted those wet signatures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But with all this happening, they've actually, a lot of them sped up and made it easier technologically for customers to interact with the broker, because we're effectively their distribution network.
That's right.
And going back to how do you choose that broker is making sure that this broker is aligned with someone like Mortgage Choice that has all those tools that they give to their franchise owners and they give to their brokers to make sure that you as the customer is completely taken care of and has a beautiful experience.
Wow.
Because it's what it's all about. It's about taking care of you, taking care of, make sure you've got a good experience and that it's all there.
Perfect. So it's really about finding a broker that is a match for you personality-wise and culturally-wise, and that broker will find a bank that is a match for you personality-wise as well. So it's really a fit, it's a matchmaking or a fit from the whole life cycle from A to Z.
That's right. Spot on.
I love it. Fantastic. The financial matchmaker. Fantastic.
That's all right. There you go. I'm going to rebrand myself. The financial matchmaker.
Fantastic, Turi. So, I mean, that's been really, really fascinating because I've opened my eyes to many things that I didn't even really think about or know that existed, or, you know, in terms of all these different scenarios. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do it?
Yeah, look, you can either go on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, type in Turi, T-Z-U-R-I. The easiest way to remember my name is think of Siri on your iPhone.
I love it.
Apple's made my life so much easier.
Yeah, I love
Apple. But it's Turi, T-Z-U-R-I. Or you can just type in T-Z-U-R-I on Google and I come up, or put in Turi at Mortgage Choice. And you can just pick up that phone and give us a call. It's the number is 02-9190-5565. Or my mobile, which is 0402-626-243. And we just want to have a chat and see if we're made for one another.
Fantastic. And obviously now in this period, you're doing a lot of stuff via Zoom and via phone and, you know,
that's fine. Yeah. I mean, like I said, the tools have really opened up. You can book yourself into my calendar. We'll have a Google Hangout. We'll be able to understand your products by sharing our screen with you about what I'm actually doing,
awesome.
What our system shows, how we come across it. So you really get a good in-depth understanding of what I'm doing. It's not like, you know, I kind of pulled a rabbit out of the hat. and you get a really good educational experience. And it's all mostly online.
Sensational. And I always like to leave the audience and ask the guest a final question that might not be something that, you know, that I might have prepared you for, but what would be two pieces of advice that you could give anybody looking for a loan, whether it's a business loan or a home loan, just to give them a little bit of a tip or some insight into how to go about that process? What would be the first two things that come to your mind?
That's a good one. First one would be to dig up those skeletons.
Oh, interesting.
You know, have a real look at where you are today financially.
Yeah.
Like how much or when you're getting paid, how much you're getting paid. If let's say you're not a business owner, meaning you're an employee. So how much you're getting paid, whether you get paid weekly, fortnightly, or monthly.
Yep.
Then look at your expenses. Put that all into a free calculator. Go to moneysmart.gov. They have an amazing budgeting calculator. Okay. I'll send you that link too.
Definitely, I'll put that in.
People can look at that and fill it out, and then pick up the phone and call someone that you want to get to know, because that way what you've done is you've really asked yourself all those hard questions that anyone like me is going to ask you, and then you have a really good understanding about you.
Gotcha.
The worst outcome of that practice, of those two steps of looking at your finances and putting that into a budget, is that you'll be educated about you.
Absolutely.
You'll know so much about you that that itself is going to give you so much confidence about yourself and about your finances. And if not confidence, the things that you can work on.
Beautiful.
That you'll feel great. Beautiful. And then when you pick up that phone, you'll be more educated about you. And when you're educated about you, then you can really drive the conversation and know what you want. We're just here to help facilitate what you want and what you're looking at. So those will be my two simple things is pick up, look at those skeletons, look at your income, how much you get paid, put it into a budget calculator. Then two, pick up the phone. You can give me a call or reach out to your local mortgage choice broker.
Fantastic, Suri. Well, awesome. I mean, I hope that that's given all the audience a lot of insight and great advice for how to go about the process of securing a loan, whether it's a business loan or a home loan, and some amazing advice that can serve you in life as well, is really uncovering those skeletons, picking up, looking, you know, beyond the surface and finding out what makes you tick financially. And that can really tell you a lot about who you are, and it can allow you to drive your decisions and make those decisions much easier for you when you go to see and seek advice from a broker. So, Suri, really appreciate you coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much as well. Thank you to all of you watching. Continue supporting this channel. Subscribe, link, whatever it is. I look forward to, you know, coming on again sometime in the near future and helping out. But thank you so much for the opportunity. God bless you and your family and all of you watching. Take care.
Thank you very much. And that's a great point. If anybody has some questions for Suri, please send them my way as well, darren@suspendedanimation.com.au. And I'd love to bring Suri back to answer some of those questions for you. So, you know, that'll be a fantastic exercise to do. And hopefully we can bring you more value that way as well. So for everybody out there, have a great Thursday. It's been a great show. And I'll see you tomorrow for episode 42. Bye for now.